You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about something that we talked about in the past, but because I have daily episodes, I feel like it's my job to make sure to remind you these amazing and important points day in and day out. So today, we're going to talk about why it's important that you do at least one hard thing every single day. Even if you're not supposed to, you should be planning to do one hard things in your calendar every single day. Now, before I get started, please share this podcast with someone that you know may be going through a similar situation that you are. Again, maybe it's someone that wants to quit their job, a job that don't like. Maybe it's someone that wants to get a promotion or scale a business. I mean, there's so many reasons why people may feel stuck in their current situation. I'm here to help you guys, and I'm here to help you to combine your strengths so that together you can get further, okay? So point number one, our comfortable society made us lazy and uninspired. I always talk about this. I talk about technology and I talk about, this comfortable sense that we have that every single day we're basically not supposed to do anything that puts us out of our comfort zone. We can drive to work even if it's snowing outside. We can just open the fridge and eat whatever we want instead of going and all on the hunt to look for food. There are so many good reasons why we were able to, stop doing those things that made us feel uncomfortable. But unfortunately, there's this sense now that we're a bit too soft, actually. Anytime that we have to do something that puts us out of our comfort zone, we avoid it. And that's an issue because, unfortunately, in life, anything that is worth getting is not going to be super easy to get, okay? So this is the most important thing. You have to first understand that our society is structured in a way where we are not supposed to feel uncomfortable. So we have to break through this first rule. Okay. Now, rule number two, when you push yourself, you boost your discipline. So now that we understood that our society made us feel comfortable day in and day out, and if we just stick to this path that was created for us, we will be in this limbo because we don't really know how to boost our discipline. So once you understand that, now it's your turn to actually push yourself and boost your discipline deliberately. So there are several different things that you can do on a daily basis. For example, if you don't like running that much, just go for a long run that will make you feel very tired at the end of it. If you don't like to have a cold shower, which most people don't like, just schedule that one cold shower every single day. So you get the gist of this. Find one or two things. I would say two. I generally do two things that push me outside of my comfort zone every day. But if you want to start with one, that's totally fine. But find something that will boost your discipline. Now, point number three, the more you put yourself out of your comfort zone, the better you will perform under pressure. So you'll have to also understand this concept. In order for you to be successful, to be noticed in your field, in order for you to get a promotion, in order for your business to grow, to become a famous personal brand, whatever you want to do in life, or even to have an amazing family that respects you and that loves you, you have to put yourself out of your comfort zone. Because once you do that, once you're able to perform at a high level, when you're out of your comfort zone, you will definitely perform a lot better when you're under pressure in general. And trust me, life will throw so many curveballs to you. So the more you're prepared, the better you will be. Okay. Right. So point number four, those who are willing to put themselves through hard work will always come up on top. And this is something that has to do with society, really. Think about society almost like a pyramid. And unfortunately, it's true about this, right? So at the very bottom, you're going to have the bulk of the people, the larger amount of the population that's at the very bottom, that's not willing to do a lot to change their current situation. But as you get more disciplined, as you start getting out of your comfort zone, you kind of start climbing this pyramid, and you'll see that on the next level and then the next level, there's going to be less and less people and less people. And the reason why is because there's always going to be less people willing to put in the amount of work that you're putting to get to a certain level. So as you start climbing up with doing things that are your comfort zone, building discipline, doing hard things every single day, you'll see that you will start getting on top until you get to the point where there's only going to be a selected few of individuals in your field that were able and willing to put in that amount of work to get where they are today. So this concept, so you basically want to start building discipline and then getting out of your comfort zone and then meeting people that are at the same level as you are, that's when you're going to be able to stand out from the crowd. You're going to be able to do amazing things in life. You're going to be proud of yourself. But most importantly, you're going to be able to make large scale changes to your industry, to your life, and of course, to people around you. So I hope you enjoyed this post. And until next time, up your game.